neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Making it jam with orange peel. What how do you say? Hazaku Baru. So we say Shahakol Nihya Vidvaro. Shahakol Nihya Vidvaro. Orange peel. It's very practical because on Tu Bishvat there's a suggestion that people they use the etrog that was used for the mitzvah and Sukkot as a remedy of Zera Gayama, people that have not been merited with children. So this remedy has brought that they make jam from the etrog that he used for Arba Minim. And then, Bezat Hashem, they will hear good news very soon.
Amen.
The question is, if you make the jam by only the etrog peel, what bracha do you say? Yeah, just like the orange peel as we learned just now, Mr. Shako. So now, if you make the whole etrog, make a jam out of it, no. Because etrog is an etz, it's a tree, so you say ha'etz, the border for the ha'etz, and the jam that you make from the etrog.
Aurak, does it stay so long?
Yeah.
The inside also stay fresh until now?
Yeah, some people freeze it, you know, but it stays. Yeah. No, but it stays. Sometimes maybe it becomes a small brown, but most of the time it stays. Or some people store it, you know, in a foil, in a freezer, and then they make jam out of it. Or some people, they make jam right away and then put it away. So now, the bracha...
If you're making jam, though, you're adding all that sugar and...
Yeah, sugar and honey, yeah. But Maran teaches us a halakha, that any fruit that is being either... made a soup out of it, or jam, as long as you can recognize the pieces, so then you say the same bracha that you eat it as it is. Like dates, even though that you smoosh it, you make a paste out of it, you say hi.
The date rolls, are they, they're not, you, they put...
Like,
what is it called? Flour on top of it still. Does that go with ha'ayas or do we go with something?
You mean foot rolls?
Yeah, like they are selling it right now, it's date rolls, but then they have like...
Foot rolls are shahakol. Because the fruit is not recognizable.
You shouldn't get it, they put like coconut powder on it or confetti.
And date itself?
Yes.
No, if the date is complete, So it's the bracha, ha'ayas.
But nowadays they're coming up with, they call it like a date roll, and you could see the blackness of the date that's there.
You say height.
You say height.
Yeah, you say height.
What do you say on the
By itself?
Yeah.
Shehakol. Yeah. Because you mean cooked? They eat it cooked?
No.
By itself? If they eat it by itself, it's a shehakol. Because lemon, in general, I mean, if it's very sour, frog is the jam is ha'etz. So now, the question that is asked, would you say shehechiyanu or not? I'm saying shehechiyanu or not. But the halakha, we don't say shehechiyanu. We do not say shehechiyanu, just say ha'etz, and it's a good thing. And also it's brought, it's a remedy for people that have a little problem, God forbid, not for anyone with their digestion and stomach, that's a good thing to have. But rock jam is good for... Yeah. Now, there's other question that is asked. Let's say you have orange jam, and then you're going to eat oranges also. So you eat oranges, you said, bore peri ha'etz, and then you want to taste the jam also. So what do you do then?
Once you do bracha on the orange itself, and then enjoy the jam after.
So one bracha for both.
Yes.
No more brachot. Chazak uBaruch. So at this case, that you're going to have both at the same time. So when you say haetz and an orange, So then, if you're planning to eat or it's on the table, so then you will not say Ekso Brachot after Shahakol, because we just learned the orange peel or orange jam, if the pieces are not recognizable, you say Shahakol. But at this case that you're going to have oranges and also eat the jam at the same time, so one bracha will cover.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.